أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ? After telling us all the glories of His creation, Allah asks us a simple question. Is then He who creates like one who does not create? In this day and age, what do? We exalt the ones who discover these secrets. We exalt the scientists who've discovered this, the astronomers who've discovered new planets, and we forget the Creator. Allah says, just think about it. It's a simple question. Even a child could work it out. Is then He who creates as one who does not create? Man is simply using God-given resources. We've not created anything ourselves. Even for cloning, they require human living cell. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ? Will you then not take heed? وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا? If you were to count the favors of Allah, you could never count them. Let's pause a moment and think about the blessings of Allah upon each one of us individually. Can we thank Allah for our eyes? Have we ever thanked Allah for our mouths, for our faces, for our power of speech, for our power of movement? Forget the other things Allah has given us. Forget the wealth, the home, the car. Just think about the physical blessings Allah has granted to each one of us. We find from a hadith, the gist of which is, that on the day of judgment, Ibn Adam will have three kinds of deeds. There will be his good deeds, there will be his bad deeds, and then there will be the blessings that Allah had given him. Allah will tell him, pay for these blessings, and one blessing will take all his good deeds away. Just paying for one eye. See, in this world, we use these faculties Allah has given us for what we want to do. We use our eyes for seeing whatever we want to see. We don't think that on one day I will have to answer for what this eye was seeing. We use the oxygen in the air without caring or thinking about who's given us this oxygen. One blessing will take all his good deeds and then swear by Allah, O Allah, I have not obtained my full price. And then what will happen? All that will be left will be man's sins and Allah's mercy. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah will forgive whomsoever He wills. We read one salat, we read one Quran and we think, oh wow, you know, I'm going to get so much sawab on the day of judgment. We need to think about Allah's blessings. إِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You couldn't even count Allah's blessings. Have we ever thanked Allah for our mothers? Can we ever repay Allah for all the blessings He's given us? Whether material or tangible or intangible? Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Subhanallah. Allah is forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Despite our constant sinning, still Allah goes on giving. Still He doesn't tire of giving us. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. One of the prophets, Hazrat Dawud, once asked, how can I give thanks when even that feeling is a blessing? Even that feeling of gratitude comes from Allah. As Allah tells us in the Hadith Qudsi, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does any good deed, he should thank Allah for it. Everything we're getting from Allah. Allah is forgiving. Allah is repeatedly merciful. And Allah knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Whether we acknowledge that gratitude, and sometimes we have this feeling of resentment in our heart, even if we're not saying it aloud. How could Allah be so unfair to me? Allah takes one thing away, one child away, one blessing away. And we start saying things like, I'm angry with Allah. Allah reminds us, He knows what you conceal, and He knows what you reveal. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لا يخلقون الشيئا وهم يخلقون. Don't you understand? Those whom they call to besides Allah have not created anything. They are themselves created. Now again, who are these people? This can be anyone that we are calling to besides Allah, that we are praying to besides Allah. Whether it's Hazrat Ali, or it's a martyr, or it's Ganj Bakhsh, or it's any peer or buzurg or any angel, Allah says, those whom they call to besides Allah have not created anything. They are themselves created. Now specifically it refers to those good people who have died. Because when someone is good and they die, it's human nature to say, oh, he was so pious, Allah loved him so much, maybe he can help me with Allah. And that's what people say, no, we don't go to these mazars because we're worshipping these dead people. We're simply using them to gain closeness to Allah. Look at what Allah is saying. Amwatun, these people are dead. غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. They're not living. Allah repeats to emphasize the point that they are dead. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. They don't even know when they will be raised up. forget their helping us or forget their answering our du'as for children or for abundance and risk or whatever it is we're praying to them for, they don't even know when they themselves will be raised up. How then can we claim that these people can help us with Allah? Or these people have any sway or authority with Allah? They don't even know when they will be raised up. They can't even help themselves. How then can they help us? Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your God is one God. Now this word ilahun is so beautiful, coming after the description of all the blessings Allah has given us. Ilahun comes from the word aliha, and aliha means to astonish. Ilahun, the one who does astonishing feats, who does unparalleled feats. Look at all we've read about the mountains, about the sun, about the moon, about the stars. Have we ever seen another being who could create things like this? No, and therefore, la ilaha illallah. That is the conclusion to be drawn from observation of all these wonders. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your God is one God. But those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts deny, وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and they are arrogant. What is the definition of arrogance? Rejection of the truth and contempt of others. What was the satanic crime? أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَى وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He refused and he became arrogant. When we refuse to obey Allah, when I refuse to pray, when I refuse to read the Quran, this is what I'm doing. Arrogance. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. As a logical result, he became of those who disobey. Certainly Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. He does not love those who are arrogant. And when it is said to them, what is it that your Lord has sent down? They say, tales of the men of old. لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلًا. That they may bear their own burdens on the day of judgment. And also the burdens of those whom they misled without knowledge. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. Evil indeed is that which they shall bear. Now we learn that everyone will bear his own sins, but if we, God forbid, have misguided someone, either by setting a bad example for them, or by encouraging them to sin, or by discouraging them from obeying Allah. Like you see someone in hijab and you start making fun of them, or you say, you're looking so terrible, why are you doing this? Don't do this to yourself. Then we should know that we take part of that sin as well. Every time we misguide others. Now there are different ways whereby we can misguide others. Sometimes by our speech. When we mock those who read the Quran, when we mock people who obey Allah, because then people also are afraid of obeying Allah. Sometimes by our actions, when I'm openly disobeying Allah, when I'm flaunting my disobedience, what message am I giving? That I'm not afraid of Allah. Allah's not going to do anything to me. And then there's a way when we're actively telling people not to obey Allah. Such people bear their own burdens on the day of judgment and also of the burdens of those whom they misled. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without knowledge. Evil indeed is that which they shall bear. Remember the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ told us that Cain, the son of Adam a.s., every murder that has been committed after him, he bears a share in that sin. The murderer who is committing that sin, he also gets an equal share. Not that, you know, half of the punishment goes to Cain, no. He is punished completely, he gets that full amount of sin, and Cain also gets part of the sin. Why? Because he pioneered murder. So we need to think about what sort of messages we're giving to people, whether by our actions or by our speech. Evil indeed is that which they shall bear. See, on that day we'll wish that there was a distance between us and our sins. Can you imagine the agony of having to bear someone else's sin? That we learn that, oh, this was the person you misled by your jeering at Islam, so you have to bear part of their sin. Imagine the bitterness and the regret we'll feel that day. Allah sa'a ma yazirun. Evil indeed is that which they shall bear. Those before them indeed plotted, but Allah struck at the foundation of their building. And then the roof fell down upon them. From above them, وَآتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And the torment overtook them from directions they did not perceive. And we have an example of the earthquake in Turkey before us. Then on the day of judgment, he will humiliate them. وَيَقُولُ, and he will say, where are my so-called partners concerning whom you used to disagree and dispute? Those who have been given the knowledge will say, إِنَّ الْخِزْيَ الْيَوْمَ وَالسُّوءَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Indeed, humiliation and misery this day are upon the disbelievers. Now we need to understand, what is our definition of humiliation? Someone doesn't smile at me if I smile at them. Someone doesn't invite me back to their child's wedding. Someone insults me by not speaking to me properly, by showing me an attitude. And I say, oh, I felt so humiliated. Do we think about that humiliation? Look at the words of the Quran. Indeed, humiliation and misery this day are upon the disbelievers. See, if someone insults us publicly, we feel more disgraced. Imagine standing before the whole of creation. Angels, men, jinn, everyone watching. How will we feel that day? That's why we need to pray to Allah to save us from the humiliation of that day. We need to do something so that we are amongst those honored on that day. Who are the disbelievers? Those whose lives the angels take while they are wronging themselves. Now we need to think before we sin that maybe this is my last action. And what would I do if the angel of death were to suddenly appear whilst I'm in the midst of gossiping or lying or cheating someone or hurting someone's feeling? Those whose lives the angels take while they are doing wrong to themselves. What is zulm when we sin either against Allah or against people? Allah says, then these people will make false submission saying we used not to do any evil. They lied in the world and they'll try and lie at that time to save their own skins. The angels will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Indeed Allah is all knower of what you used to do. So enter the gates of hell. فَدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. So enter the gates of hell to live therein forever. فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Indeed what an evil abode will be for the arrogant. Now if you think about it, Allah is saying that the angel of death is coming up and saying to them, but surely they're just entering the grave. So we find that this ayat is a conclusive proof that the grave, as the Prophet ﷺ once said, is either a garden amongst the gardens of Jannah or a pit amongst the pits of hell. Look at the words of the angels, فَادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَا. Enter the gates of hell. Why will they enter the gates of hell? Because every person will realize in his grave what ultimately awaits them. Remember the hadith in which we read that when a good person enters the grave, it becomes spacious for him and it tells him, welcome, of all the people, you were the most beloved to me on my back. And now that you have come to me, you will see my behavior towards you. And the grave will widen and become spacious and the door will open for him leading to Jannah. In other words, he will be in happiness. He will be soothed. And an evil person, when he enters the grave says to him, woe betide you, there is no welcome for you. You were the most hated of all those who walked upon my back, and now you will see my behavior towards you. And the grave will constrict upon him till his ribs are crushed against one another. So enter the gates of hell to abide therein. وَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. What an evil abode for those who are arrogant. No mention of Muslims or non-Muslims here, for the arrogant. وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And when it is said to those who are Allah conscious, what is it that your Lord has sent down? They say, that which is good. See, compare their response with Ayah 24, when these people, the arrogant ones, asked about the Quran, and they say, oh, rubbish, boring stuff. Tales of old people, of the people of Aad and Fir'aun and Samud, and that's all the Quran talks about. So boring. What do these people say? That which is good. For those who do good in this world, there is good, and the home of the hereafter will be better, and excellent indeed will be the home of the Allah conscious. Paradise, Jannatu Adnin, which they will enter, under which rivers will flow. Lahum fiha ma yasha'un. They will have all that they desire. كَذَلِكَ يَجْزِ اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Thus Allah rewards those who are Allah conscious. Those who made sacrifices in this world will have all they wish for in the hereafter. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الطَّيِّبِينَ. Those whose lives the angels take while they are in a pure state. How do we wish to die? In a pure state or, God forbid, in an impure state? Right now, the choice is ours. The angels will say to them, peace be on you. Enter paradise because of that which you used to do. Not that which you used to speak. Words are easy. Talk is cheap. That which you used to do. Do these people await but that the angels should come to them? Or there should come the command of your Lord? Is that what we're waiting for? That's when we'll start praying. That's when we'll become pious. That's when we'll read the Quran. That's what we're waiting for. Oh, when the angel of death comes, then I'll turn to Allah. I'm not ready as yet. Thus did those before them, and Allah wronged them not. But they used to wrong themselves. Then the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and that at which they used to mock surrounded them. And those who joined others in worship with Allah said, if Allah had so willed, neither we nor our fathers would have worshipped anything but Him, nor would we have forbidden anything without Him. People today also say, well, if Allah wished to guide me, surely He could guide me, but I don't feel like praying. Allah says, so did those before them. Then are the messengers charged with anything but to convey clearly the message. As Allah tells us, we have to convey, and then the hisab is upon Allah. The reckoning is with Allah. It's not for us to pass judgments or for someone to obey. We simply have to tell them the message. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Indeed, we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah. And shun طَاغُوت. Who are طَاغُوت? All those people who keep us away from obeying Allah. Now we need to be careful, because they could be our friends, and they could be our spouses, and they could be our children, our neighbors, our guests, our relatives, our parents, and they could be ourselves. It could be ourselves that I don't feel like praying, so I won't pray. Every time we obey our own desires rather than obeying Allah, and we are following our own nafs, we come under the category, as Allah says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who takes his own nafs, who takes his desires as his God? Doing whatever we feel like doing. Allah says, then of them were some whom Allah guided, and of them were some upon whom the straying was justified. Travel through the land, فَانْزُرُوا, just look around and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. Who were the ultimate winners? If you covet for their guidance, then indeed Allah guides not those whom He makes to go astray. And they will have no helpers. And they swear by Allah, their strongest oaths, that Allah will not raise up him who dies. Yes, He will raise them up, a promise binding upon Him in truth. But most of mankind do not know. In order that He may make clear to them the truth of that wherein they differ, and that those who disbelieve may know that they were liars. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ. Indeed, our word unto a thing when we intend it is only that we say to it, be, fayakun, so it is. And as for those who emigrated for the cause of Allah, after they had been wronged, we will certainly give them good in this world, but indeed the reward of the hereafter will be greater. Law kanu ya'lamun, if they only knew. They are those who were patient and put their trust in their Lord. And we sent not before you any but men, to whom we sent revelation. So ask of those who know the scripture, if you know not, with clear signs in books. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرًا لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We have sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder, that you may explain clearly to men what is sent down to them, and that they may reflect. Please highlight this ayat. It's an answer for people who say, oh, we don't need the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, because we don't know which are accurate and which are not. Allah is saying, we have sent to you this reminder that you may explain clearly to people. He wasn't just for those Arabs living 1400 years ago. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, there is for you in the Prophet of Allah a beautiful example. We think about it again and again in the Quran. Allah tells us, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish salah. Nowhere in the Quran do we find how we read the salah. Allah tells us about different things, but Allah doesn't explain how we perform those actions. Where then do we get this knowledge from? From the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he once said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray. What have we been told in the Quran? Whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you therefrom, then desist from it. Allah tells us, if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ, and Allah will love you in return. And what do people nowadays say? We tell them something from the hadith and they say, is it in the Quran? Because if it's not in the Quran, then we don't need to act upon it. We know that the word haram for wine has been used categorically in the sunnah, but people say, well, it's not in the Quran, is it? And that means the degree of severity is less. And if Allah had wished, He could have used this word in the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ even warned us and said, the gist of which was, let me not find one of you reclining upon his couch and a command from me comes to him and he says, well, this is not in the Quran. And that's what people nowadays say. Allah says that you may explain clearly to people what has been sent down to them. That was the purpose of His being sent, so that He could implement the Quran in His life and show us how we can act upon it, and so that they may reflect. Do then those who devise evil plots feel secure that Allah will not sink them into the earth, or that the torment will not seize them from directions they perceive not? We don't care. Or that He may catch them in the midst of their going to and fro, so that there be no escape for them. Or that He may catch them with gradual wasting. Indeed, your Lord is full of kindness, most merciful. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Have they not observed the things that Allah has created, how their shadows incline to the right and to the left, making prostration to Allah, and they are humble, they are lowly. Look at the sun's motion, and look at our shadows. To Allah prostrate all that is in the heavens, and all that is in the earth, of the moving creatures and the angels, and they are not proud. Now we might say, well, what about the non-Muslims? And what about those Muslims who are not praying, who are not obeying Allah? If our nafs is not obeying Allah, at least our body has to obey the natural physical laws set by Allah. My eye does not say, I refuse to see anymore. But my nafs says, I'm not going to pray anymore. Our eyes don't say, we're tired of seeing. But we say, oh, I'm tired of praying. We need to think about it. Everything in this universe is obeying Allah's laws except for man. They fear their Lord above them and they do what they are commanded. Do we do what Allah has commanded us? We don't even know what Allah has commanded us. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ And Allah said, do not take two gods in worship. When do we take two gods in worship? When we're worshipping Allah some of the time and worshipping our own selves some of the time. Indeed, Allah is one God. Then fear me alone. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Why should we obey Allah alone? Because to Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا And eternal obedience belongs to Him. Alhamdulillahi. Why? Because He is Rabbul Alameen. It's as simple as that. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ Will you then fear any other than Allah? مَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Whatever blessings you have, they are from Allah. Then when harm touches you, to Him you cry aloud for help. Then when He has removed the harm from you, behold, some of you associate others in worship with their Lord. So they deny that which we have bestowed on them. Allah grants them the child and then they say, oh, this was Hazrat so-and-so's doing. Or this was so-and-so's peers doing. Allah says, then enjoy yourselves. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ Soon you will come to know. These deceptions with which you're deluding yourself will all be stripped away. And you will be facing reality. جِئْتُمُونَ فُرَادَى You have come to us alone. That's what Allah will tell us when we're standing before Him. And they assign a portion of that which we have provided them unto what they know not. When people sacrifice animals in the names of other than Allah. By Allah, you shall certainly be questioned about all that you used to invent. All these senseless rituals that we too have created. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ And they assign daughters unto Allah. The Arabs used to say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Glorified is He above all that they associate with Him. And unto themselves what they desire. Allah says, look at the hypocrisy of these people. That they are claiming that they are daughters for Allah. When they themselves don't even want daughters. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى When the good news of the birth of a female child, Allah calls it good news, is brought to any one of them, his face becomes dark and he is filled with inward grief. He hides himself from the people because of the evil of that whereof he has been informed. Shall he keep her with dishonor or bury her in the earth? Certainly evil is their decision. Women say the Quran has not given us any rights. Look at this. How Allah defends women. Allah tells us in the Quran, لَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنثَى The boy is not like the girl. Not the other way around. Allah has honored us women. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah tells us, إِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ When the female child buried alive will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ For what sin was she killed? Allah is pointing out the way people discriminate against women. Now we look at the Quran and we find that the Quran applies to all times. 1400 years ago, people would bury their daughters alive. And in this modern day and age, we find women aborting their third daughters and fourth daughters. We find women being suppressed, deprived of their rights to inheritance, deprived of their rights to education. We find women being deprived of their right to marry, being married to the Quran. In our own country, we have so many examples of women being suppressed. If someone has a third daughter, no one will even congratulate him or think of congratulating him. I heard of a doctor when the woman delivered the third baby girl and he said, "I'm sorry, it's a girl." That's how he told the mother and father. Allah says when the good news of the birth of a daughter is brought to them, his face becomes dark. See how much Allah dislikes this? Allah says his face becomes dark. He can't bear it. He hides himself from the people because of the evil of that whereof he has been informed. Divine sarcasm. Shall he keep her with dishonor or bury her in the earth? Look at the discrimination people do against their daughters. Allah says, certainly evil is their decision. For those who do not believe in the hereafter is an evil description. Only someone who doesn't fear the hereafter can do this, can be so cruel to his daughters. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى For Allah is the supreme description. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And if Allah were to seize mankind for their wrongdoing, He would not leave on it a single living creature. Is there any amongst us who can say, "Well, I've not sinned against Allah"? We sin and we don't even realize it. We sin and we forget it. Allah says, if I were to punish you, don't start thinking that you're these pious people. If I were to punish you for your sins, none of you would be alive. But He postpones them for an assigned term. And when their term comes, neither can they delay, nor can they advance it an hour. They assign to Allah that which they dislike for themselves, and their tongues assert the falsehood that the better things will be theirs. No doubt for them is the fire. They will be the first to hasten on into it and left there neglected. Tallahi, by Allah, we indeed sent messengers to the nations before you. But Shaitan made their deeds fair seeming to them. So Shaitan is their helper today, and theirs will be a painful torment. What is the fate of one who takes Shaitan as his friend? We read yesterday, Shaitan will tell them, "Allah promised you the promise of truth, and I promised to you, and I broke my promise." And he will say, "Don't blame me, blame yourself on the bad choice of friends you made." Like sometimes in this world, when we make a friend and that friend betrays us or cheats us, and we say, "How could I have been such a fool to take her for a friend?" Allah says, Shaitan is their helper today, and theirs will be a painful torment. We need to think about it. And we have not sent down the book to you, except that you may explain clearly to them those things in which they differ. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ A guidance and a mercy for those who have iman. We need iman to absorb this Quran. We need iman to benefit from it. And Allah sends down water from the sky. Then He revives the earth therewith after its death. Now why is Allah mentioning water right after mentioning the Quran? Remember the hadith we read yesterday, in which the Prophet ﷺ compared this Quran and the divine guidance with which he was sent to rain. For people who listen, who absorb that rain, who want to listen to the Quran, who want to study the Quran, who want to understand what's in it. And indeed in the cattle there is a lesson for you. We give you to drink from that which is in their bellies, between the contents of the intestine and the blood, a milk pure and pleasant for those who drink it. And from the fruits of date palms and grapes you derive strong drink and a beautiful provision. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ Indeed, and this is a sign for people who have wisdom.